RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Tim. Was back in the saddle last night. It's kind enough to also, he has like these homemade Christmas treats that Tim Roy will bring in every single Christmas. He's got he's suited and booted, got a special tie on, and Tim Roy, during Kerr's pregame presser, was walking around handing out treats.
Oh, really? So like what kind, like Rice Krispie treats or chocolates, or what are we doing?
No, there were these chocolates. I'm going to be honest. I was thanking him so much for allowing me to sit in the seat.
Yeah,
and I was trying to figure out what to say next in congratulations about his grandchild. That when he told me what the treat was, I kind of lost track. But I had one, and it was really good. It was like this chocolate stuffed with, I don't know, kind of like this caramel filling.
Ooh.
It was really good.
Almost like a turtle. Was there any nuts in there?
No. Okay, no, but it was
chocolate caramel.
Delectable.
He just keeps on giving you gifts.
I know, seriously. Yeah,
but
that's
he gets
true.
Them in return. He's got a brand new grandchild. So
yes.
Good
yes.
For him, man.
Yeah, which he posted on social media. Was good to see. Was back last night for the Warriors, who won 10-point victory against the Mavericks. They're now 3 in a row. First time they've won 3 games. Officially a winning streak. Curry said that the other day. He said we're on a 2-game winning streak. No, you're not. Now
you're on a
win streak.
I thought they did win 3 in a row before.
Well, they have before, but I'm saying Curry, after the Orlando game, said it's a 2-game win streak. That's not a win streak.
Yeah, no.
It's just back-to-back wins.
That's 2 in a row.
Yeah, it's 2 in a row. Now we are on a win streak.
Right.
The famous Lou Brown line from Major League.
That's what they call a winning streak. It has happened before.
It has happened before to the Warriors, just not in like a month.
God. Come on, man.
Dude, they literally were 500 every other game, it felt like, for 2 straight weeks. This is maddening.
I mean, again, you look at it, and again, loss, win, loss, win, win, loss, 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 win, loss. Like, now you know why they were 500 for so long.
Well, you know, you've been a fan of teams that have been 500, not just...
I've been a fan of teams that were worse than 500 for a long time.
Yeah, but in a way, I feel like it's easier to be... Not easier to be a fan, but it's easier to...
Be self-loathing?
Yeah, just like you can embrace it. When your team stinks, you don't have to get your hopes up.
Yeah.
You can look towards the future. Maybe there's a couple of fun stories on the roster of guys you're not expecting. Like, on a bad team, there's a lot more of those Pat Spencer weeks than there are you just being pissed off because you don't know whether your team that's supposed to be good is all of a sudden now just really mid.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, I grew up Knicks fan, so Langston Galloway, wherever you are, I love you. But it's players like that who I just had to watch night. Not that he was a – I don't think he was a bad player. But, I mean, we had we got guys that were too old. We had Andrea Bargnani at one point. Like, I get the type of fan that is watching this. And I honestly feel like Warrior fans don't know how to feel about this because it's been, what, over a decade since, you know, they've had a roster that really doesn't look as good as it as they're used to seeing of recently.
Well, I do think that it's not just that they're used to rooting for a team that's really good, but the players that were a part of those teams that were really good are still on the team. And one guy in particular, Steph Curry, is still playing really well. He's still averaging 28 points a game. In fact, for the first time this season, because he went 2 of 10 last night from 3, his percentage from distance has dipped under 40%. So Steph isn't shooting it well as of late, although weirdly, he always kind of stinks on Christmas. I don't know what it is.
He's mentioned that. He's talked – didn't he say that before? Like, what was it was it 15 or 16 or 17, 18?
Well, they always used to play the Cavs.
The Cavs, right?
They always play the Cavs on Christmas.
I never do well, but so.
No, I don't know why. Maybe he's you know, was out the night before, staying up, getting presents, gift wrapping, you know, his mind's on other things.
Have they usually played at home? I feel like they have.
Yeah, usually. I mean, yeah. Typically they play at home. Last year they're at home against the Lakers. I want to say there was one year they were on the road, but when they were winning, it's like the champ plays at home.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's just how it goes. But they have played for now, is it 12 straight Christmases? I don't know.
Really?
Well, so yesterday when... 13 straight. Thank you, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Zach Green's here, everybody. So yeah. When I was talking to some people who have covered the team for a long time, you know, Christmas Day is just a work day. It's a regular work day. There's some presents in the morning, maybe dinner afterwards, but you don't really get to do Christmas. In fact, if you do, you probably do it on Christmas Eve. So I think the reason for that is because the Warriors just played on Christmas for every single day for what feels like my entire adult life.
Yeah, especially when you're on the road, too. I mean, you go back and try to do it even today, I guess so. Maybe Sunday you kind of make it a big event. But, yeah, I mean... I don't know do you think, this isn't really like a hard-hitting question, but do you think they'll play on Christmas next year based off of, like, you know, this roster? And
as long as Curry's on the team, yeah. they will be okay. Playing on Christmas.
Okay.
The bigger question that I have about this team is this the start of the run that we've been looking for the entire year? Because they started out 4-1, and then they lost 4 of 6. Pardon me, 4 of 5. They win 3 in a row. In San Antonio, they hit their high water mark at 9-6, 3 games above .500. They respond by losing 4 of their next 5. They even went back-to-back games. Cleveland-Chicago, that's the Pat Spencer experience. They lose 3 in a row after. Now they're back to a winning streak. To me, Ken, the question about the Warriors right now is, what's going to be different now than was up until this point? Like, what do you think is going to be different about this stretch here than what we've seen so far from this team?
Honestly, from what I saw yesterday, they were moving the ball really well. And I feel like getting Jimmy Butler involved more, who I've heard you guys, you know, talk on the station about how does Jimmy Butler impact this team a little more? Because when he first came here, it was like, oh, things were just clicking. Now they have a discourse. Now they can't win more than 3 in a row. I think getting Jimmy Butler more involved, trusting players like Moses Moody, DeAnthony Melton, I mean, just shooting the ball better, right? Like, I feel like the consistency of their shooting is just like they're consistently inconsistent at times, even with Pods, even with Moody, even with Post. I think in order for them to get on the right track and stay on the track, they just have to be, again, keep saying it, but they just have to get more consistent. And I like the fact that Jimmy Butler can kind of be the field general, but also take it yourself if need be. Be the aggressor when you find the right moment.
Well, now you got me thinking. You said last segment something along the lines of was the Draymond Kerr argument, was that a good thing for Golden State?
Yeah. I mean,
do you think it was a good thing for Jimmy Butler? Because he says he likes confrontation. He feeds off of conflict.
I mean, I kind of like that he said that, and maybe he does.
He's turned on by confrontation.
I mean,
it's a weird thing to admit.
Not to, because I've definitely answered your question, but like there was a moment where he was faced off against Cooper Flagg at mid range, makes a move, gets past him, probably could have taken the bucket and then shot it out to Pods in the corner who hit the three. Like that's the kind of thing I really want to see. And if he's got the ability to just take it yourself, dude, and maybe that discourse, he knows how to play in a toxic environment. Maybe after the fact that, even though I guess with it kind of happening before Christmas, before the season really starts, even though it happened then, at least now, okay, fresh start. We're just a game above 500. It's a new season altogether. This is what we can do. This is how we can feed off of that. Feed off the discourse.
I'm generally of the belief that talent, no matter what, is going to win out. But I think for a team like the Warriors, that's the second oldest in the league, with a lot of guys who have played in a lot of Decembers, or you know, been around the block, you need things to kind of to light the flame, to just incite some passion. Like I think the Warriors have just been. Like their top players have not been good enough because they're either been in, they've been out. But I just don't think these games are ultimately important enough at this stage of the season for Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry. That sort of argument the other night against Orlando, to me, absolutely could be seen as a turning point, because it's like now that there's some sort of juice, there's some sort of added motivation. Like I remember when the best team that I've worked for was in 2019. It was a double A team with the Tigers, and there was a lot of talented players on that team. Thank you. There was 7 first round picks. Six of them ended up making the show for the Tigers.
Riley Green was there?
No, Riley Green wasn't on that team, but Tarek Skubal was on that team. Tarek Skubal was,
sorry to jump you there.
No, he was really, really good.
Future giant.
Oh boy.
You can they're saying keep... they're going to trade him. So
listen, we want to get nuts today. Let's just do that.
And by the way, hey, San Francisco Giants, spend more money this offseason than the Pittsburgh Pirates, and we can talk, because it hasn't happened yet. That's a fact. Back to my story. So that team had all the talent in the world, but there was like this internal tussle between the head coach or the manager and all the players. And the manager would constantly find ways. This was just his style. Rebello would always do things to get under his players' skin. And it would kind of borderline on putting them down. Like what he would do is he would, if they didn't play well or a guy was asking about playing time, he just wouldn't post the starting lineup. Or he would post it in places like the laundromat. He would post it in the bathroom. He would put it in urinals. He would put it on the ceiling of the trainer's room.
I don't want to find the lineup or where I'm going to be batting in the urinal, man.
But it's a symbol for this is how you're playing right now.
Yeah, I like that.
He would post these obtuse stats, you know, the WRC pluses, these analytics. He would just leave them in players' lockers when they were doing poorly. This is what you're hitting against lefties, which is 050. That's why you're not in the lineup today. That kind of stuff. However, a lot of these players, again, who were first-round talents, he knew he wasn't going after the underlings. He wasn't going after the guys that he knew weren't going to make it. He would go after the players who he felt like had different levels to get to, because those were the most talented guys on the team. It was the best team that I've ever seen. Like, every single week, even if they had a stinker or a bad series, they would always respond. And I feel like it was because the manager found ways to kind of use conflict to just constantly light flames under them.
Yeah.
Again, that's a minor league team. We're talking about the NBA here. But I do feel like that's what we saw a little bit of between Kerr.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And Draymond, where they just needed something to just give him a kick in the ass. They've been lifeless for 30 games. And although Draymond Green did walk out on his team, and I'm not a super fan of that sort of behavior, to your point, maybe that kind of conflict is what the Warriors have been missing.
I mean, it's funny you say that too, because like I don't feel like Steve Kerr is the kind of guy who wants to piss off his players. But if, let's say he did, because it could look that way, because what did Draymond do? Like, I'm sorry, when did he get kicked out? The second quarter? First quarter?
Oh, the Suns game?
No, I'm sorry, when he walked off.
That was in the 8:30 in the third.
In the third, okay.
But it was on the heels of the game where he did get kicked out.
Got you, right. And he had one turnover. He had one turnover, and are we to speculate that maybe he said something about that turnover? We don't know. That ignited something? We don't know. But maybe the other guy saw that and it's like, okay, well, he wants to walk it off. Listen, I'm going to motivate myself to get out there and do something that maybe Draymond can't do right now. And it's interesting because it's like, I never thought Kerr would be that kind of guy that would try to piss off his players. But if you're going to piss somebody off, I guess Draymond would be the number one person you'd want to.
But it's interesting, though, because I don't feel like going at Draymond Green is necessarily, it's not going to get Draymond to all of a sudden play like 2015 Dre or the 2017 Defensive Player of the Year. I don't think that's necessarily what he's going for. Like, Draymond didn't, I don't think he played particularly well last night.
Right.
He was the worst on the team in terms of plus minus. He's now, I'll just say this. Draymond Green has never had a month like this since the 2020 season. And what I mean by that is, you can like plus minus or hate it all you want. That's a stat that has sort of built up Draymond Green, because he's not a dude who scores 20 a night. He's not a dude who gets at least anymore, triple-doubles as frequently as he used to. Plus-minus is where his value lies. He has been a minus every single game the month of December.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it now.
Every single game.
You're right. He was minus 9 last night. And you know who was plus 14 was Jimmy Butler. It was actually the best in the starting rotation. And he had two more turnovers than Draymond Green did. But he offers more. So, obviously, that number is not gonna falter on him.
Well, it's also because the guys in the second unit were primarily the ones who were leading the charge. The Horfords, the Meltons, the Pods, the TJDs. You know, I thought Moses played well again last night. But, like, Curry and Draymond might have been the two worst guys on the team. Last night, if we're being honest, it was about the role players. And the Warriors last night looked like they actually had role players because Curry kind of stunk by Curry standards. And I don't think Draymond Green was very good either.
Yeah, you guys were talking about, when you and Steiny were hosting a couple of days ago, you guys mentioned, like, you know, it should be like hockey. I love that idea. Just run the rotation out like hockey. Once you're off defense, Draymond, come out and let an offensive guy get out there. But you're right. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers now. We had, one, two, three? We had four guys off the bench score at least 10 or more, and their field goal percentage looks solid to me. I mean, Al Horford, obviously, 4 for 6. D'Anthony Melton, 2 for 7. But, again, 16 points in 24 minutes, I'll take that any day. And, you know, I asked you, I was like, you know, does he trust enough? Maybe he just trusts these guys, and it has to just be more than two or three guys. He's got to trust 5 or 6 guys in certain amount of time. You don't get – you want more minutes? You're not going to get it right now. I just have to kind of wait and see what I can do with you.
I don't think it's that Steve Kerr doesn't trust young players. He just doesn't trust enough of them at the same time. Like, if you notice throughout their careers – he's trusted at points, Moody and Kuminga, but they've rarely been out there like together. He doesn't want them on the floor at the same time because he can only trust one of them at a time.
Like Pods and Moody, right? Are they
Pods even... and Moody, I think, are in his good graces.
Yeah, but do they play enough with each other? Like
they do, but not a ton.
Yeah.
You will rarely see, because we talked about earlier, I think the three young players that Kerr trusts right now are Moody, Pajemski, and Richard. You will not see them out there together a ton.
No.
And some of that is, you know, Pods and Richard are both guards. But I think a lot of it is Kerr only has right now room for so much leash with those young players. And he just ain't going to... He ain't going to be coaching a bunch of 23, 24-year-olds, and they're not going to be on the floor together.
Yeah, I mean... And it's what kind of sucks because you have some real breakout moments for, you know, like Will Richard, when he had that 20-point game. I mean, that's a breakout moment for a player like that. He had some huge, what was that, Denver game early on, their home opener. Huge stop and pops, you know, getting the rebounds, making defensive plays. And then it's like, all right, I'll see you in the next, like, week or so. Like, I kind of, you know, I want more of that. And if they're going to be the 500 team that they are right now, that's fine. But let's show. I just want to see more showcase. Let's just showcase guys.
Well, you can't showcase guys and expect to win games. That's the other thing I think we've learned. And
it's because of Curry. It's all because of Curry, right? Because you're talking about the system. Curry is the system. So either you work with it or you don't.
Yeah, but last night he didn't have to be the system. I mean, he hasn't shot it particularly well the last few games. The last time he had an explosive scoring performance was against Portland, and that was the game where they lost, that he hit 12 threes. You know, I think the last couple games, sure, opponent absolutely matters, but they're finding other guys that are contributing. You know, so to your point about settling into rotation and giving guys those minutes consistently, I think Trayce Jackson-Davis is Exhibit A of that. And people don't think a lot about TJD because he's, on most nights, the third center on this team behind Post and Horford. But Kerr still found time for him. He played more last night than Al Horford did. And it's because I think Kerr has... The team's winning, number one, and he's trying to reward him for playing well, which he has. So it's like, I know there's a lot of frustrations with these rotations and, you know, guys not getting consistent tick, but it's like, I think he's beginning to find some rhythm there. And it's as much because he's trusting some of these dudes as they're rewarding his trust. Like Al Horford last night, Kerr didn't have to play him. You know, he was going to go with that two-center combo of Post and TJD, threw Horford in, and Horford knocked down four threes in the first quarter. It's like, that kind of stuff I just don't think has been happening a ton. And I'm sure it makes it difficult to figure out who you want to play.
I know. And again, it's because it's not just about, you know, having the right guy, especially with size. I mean, can they play defense, but can they offer also something offensively? Because that's something that this lineup, the starting rotation, has had issues with. You know, obviously you're going to have Curry average you, I don't know what he's averaging right now, but it's at least, what, 24, 25 at this point? And then you have Jimmy Butler, who's never really been kind of like a, you know, I don't really think of offense when I think of Jimmy Butler. You know, I think he's averaging around like 17 to 19. Again, I'm not a stats guy when it comes to that, but, you know, I think that's what Kerr really wants to have within these other younger players, is just like, yes, you obviously are a defensive sound person, but can you get 10 points? Can you get me buckets? Can you get me offensive rebounds? I feel like offensive rebounds are something that the Warriors like really struggle with. Second chance points, especially, just that, and that's really what a lot of the better teams, they kind of live off of, is getting the, I mean, you look at the OKCs and the Knicks and all the things like that. Those second, you look at their second chance point stats, it's remarkable, because that is how you beat a team, or it's a facet of how you beat a team. And I think the Warriors sometimes have issues getting those extra boards.
Yeah, I mean, I also think you brought up something about Jimmy, and that's important. Last night, that's a Butler game where I think he did something that was apparent and that we have to discuss, but we got to get into on the other side. It's about the role that Jimmy Butler played and how that sort of overlaps with someone else, because I thought it was pretty glaring. And I think, honestly, it was the reason why the Warriors won in the way that they did last night, which was just kind of controlling the basketball game to an extent to where they won by 10 points. All right, 126-116 was the final score. As we step aside here, Steiny and Guru, Evan Giddings and Ken Luttrell in for Steiny and Goo. We'll be back for a short segment after this. All right, that segment was sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track. We're also taking your calls here on Boxing Day at 888-957-9570. If you want to talk about Christmas, if you want to talk about the Christmas Day game, we're also going to get into the Niners coming up in just a little bit, who got a big Sunday night matchup with the Chicago Bears. All ahead here on 95.7 The Game. And a reminder that this is a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
On January 1st, tolls will go up on all bridges except the Golden Gate. These funds will be used to maintain and rehabilitate the Bay Area's 7 state-owned bridges. Learn more at bayareafasttrack.org.
Kohl's clearance deals are so good, you might want to brace yourself before you shop, because up to 70% off can do things to you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sudden goosebumps, racing pulse, involuntary gasping at prices. You may even feel the uncontrollable urge to brag to someone, anyone, even Deb, the checkout lady who's seen it all day. Don't worry, that's just the thrill of Kohl's clearance. Shop it now in-store and online. Select styles, some exclusions apply.
Moses and... Actually, I can't come down Moses' road. Moses is my favorite player.
He's parting the Red Sea, my friend.
Moses is my favorite player right now. There's no doubt about that. He was...
I like him.
He's a great dude.
He really is.
He's just a good-ass guy. So, it's funny, we were talking about the... By the way, Ken Luttrell, Evan Giddings, in for signing Guru, short segment here. We were talking about the shouting match and how that might be a good thing for the Warriors. Jimmy Butler likes the conflict, likes the confrontation. I actually gained a lot of respect for Moses because he was the only guy... The only dude willing to get in the middle of Kerr and Draymond and say, what are we doing, guys?
And he said something after the... Man, I wish we had it. I don't know what he said after the game or post or something like that. Yeah, they asked him about it, and he was just like, yeah, man, I'm just trying to keep the peace pretty much. But Draymond looked at us like, no. Get out of my way. I got to go to the locker room.
Exactly. And he excused himself, didn't come back. Now, the thing about yesterday, the Christmas Day game that just slapped me in the face and is kind of, it's been a bubbling thought in my mind over this month in which Draymond is a minus 69. He has been a minus in every game in the plus minus column, which is the first time that's happened since 2020 in a season which he admitted that he just kind of gave up on. And the Warriors weren't very good. Jimmy Butler plays that role better than him. Like, Draymond's strength is as a defensive player, and I get that. But Butler's performance last night was very Draymond Green-esque of what Draymond used to be able to do, which is sit at the top of the key. You know, guys aren't really on you because he's not a major three-point threat. Jimmy's shooting well from three, but it's not like he's a volume three-point shooter. He kind of surveys direct traffic. And one thing that I've noticed when they're out there together, you know, they're waiting for action off the ball. They're waiting for guys to move, Curry to cut, maybe it's Moody to cut, post, pick and pop. Like, but they're doing the same thing offensively. And that's where it just... They're very redundant when they're on the floor together. And I feel like there has to be a way, you know, maybe it's staggering them. You know, Jimmy plays mostly without Curry. So you have Draymond only with Curry, and he's not on the floor with Butler. But I think the Warriors have to find ways, and it's not an indictment, but they have to find ways to separate Butler and Green throughout the game more because they do too many of the same things on offense.
Right, so it's too much of a...
And Butler's just better at it.
It's just too much of a good thing, I guess you're saying, and maybe it turns into a net negative? Is that... Just want to make sure...
No, they're just redundant.
Got you.
Like they're
so you, should you Butler have, then Butler then run the second unit,
and which kind of, he is. But I'm saying there needs to be more of it. Like Draymond's minutes to me, I feel like until he starts playing better, they got to come down a bit. And I would like to see Butler just take those minutes.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea. I just think that would you think that you would sacrifice the defense for that though? Because again, I guess you'd have to figure out the lineup in between the opening the game and closing the game are two different things. But in those second and third quarters, kind of the meat and potatoes of a game, you're saying you got to break them up and then have one of them run the second unit and the other one just assist Curry the entire time. I guess I would subscribe to that, but I also don't know if you get into trouble, especially when it comes to getting boards, getting to the line, trying to build a lead, I'm not too sure that that would work every single time against every single opponent.
No, but if we're being honest, like I think Butler is a better rebounder than Draymond is at this stage in his career.
Absolutely. And again, offensively, he's much more sound. So
in the last couple of games, like you saw Butler, he drew the initial assignment on Banchero, who's 6'10", 250. You know, you see him match up with other bigger forwards, and I just feel like it's not as if Draymond's not going to play. But my point is, the things that Draymond used to do as a facilitator, Jimmy Butler is just better at this point in their careers. And I think that's why on a night like last night, you know, you're seeing Butler rack up 9 assists.
Yeah,
he only took 10 shots, but he controlled the entire game. And that's why the whole shoot Jimmy shoot thing is a little tired to me, because he can still help you win a basketball game by only taking 10 shots. Draymond, I don't think he has that ability anymore.
Well, it's interesting too, because he even out-rebounded him from 9 to 5. And also, I'm looking at Brandon Podziemski out-rebounded Draymond. So again, you're not getting those numbers. So if you're saying that you want Butler and Green to be separated, who do you run Butler with if it's not Steph Curry? Who's the offensive power? Who's the offensive side of it that you want to run with Butler?
Anybody else? I mean,
that's the thing.
Draymond can only play with Steph. Butler can play with anybody.
Why can't Draymond play with anybody else?
Because he needs Curry out there for his gravity. Because otherwise,
to make him look better.
No. It's because no one guards Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Literally, there was a play last night. It ended up being a nice cut. I think it was from Gary Payton II. But in the second half, there's a still shot. If you pause it, Draymond Green is at the top of the key with the ball, looking for somewhere to pass it. And there isn't a player within 5 feet of him.
Yeah.
That's all the time. And against better teams, I think that's going to really hurt.
And he's been taking more three-pointers this year, has he not? Or been more...
60% of his shots have been from three.
That's right.
That's not who I want taking the large volume of threes.
They're going to let him go do... Like, dude, whether you make it or not, I don't care.
You can't make enough.
Yeah.
Draymond Green cannot make enough. But we have a couple minutes here before our break. I want to squeeze in Frank from Atlanta. Frank? Merry Christmas, my man. Happy holidays. What's going on?
Hey, Evan. Happy holidays to you, man. Hope everybody had a good holiday.
Yes, sir.
You're hitting the nail on the head. I've been saying this for the last month and a half. The offense, Draymond Green can no longer be the fulcrum upon which the Warriors' offense rotates.
I'm with you, Frank.
We have to go through Jimmy at the high post. Draymond has to become the screener off the ball who screens and rolls, dives to the basket. Because, like you say, no one guards Draymond. So he turns the ball over because he's not a threat. So they play the passing lanes. And that's where the majority of his turnovers come from, is nobody's playing him to do anything but pass. So Kerr has to become a coach now and not a manager. And he has to change the way the Warriors do offense. Because if you're going to, right now, our best offense is, like you were saying, Jimmy at the high post, catching the ball, turning and facing the basket, and the cuts coming from that position. Because when Jimmy starts going downhill, it opens up both corners, and it opens up the wings. Because the, you know, but Kerr won't allow us to shoot mid-range jump shots, so we're a very limited team.
Yep. No, I'm right there with you, Frank, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. I'm 100% with you. I just think, you know, if we're being real about the Warriors and we're trying to figure out how they can get to the next level, Draymond Green he's been a net negative every single game in the month of December. All I'm saying is that I think if they're to reach a next level, I need more Butler. Like, I need more Jimmy Butler, and I need less Draymond Green. And I know that Green's still going to be closing. He's still going to help them. But, again, Kenny, just kind of throughout the game, I'd like to see those two separated more. That's all I'm saying.
I got you. And to what Frank was talking about, the mid-range, I mean, I don't know any team, like many teams, rather, that are shooting a mid-range. Like, I feel like that's a dying, like, aspect of people's game.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks because I think – that's kind of like where teams could find a lot of success. But now it's just shoot the three.
Yep. No, you're with it. All right. On the other side, I do want to play for you a piece of sound from yesterday that caught Ken and I's attention. Not necessarily Warriors related, but I figure we can have some fun.
I can't wait for that.
I do want to have some fun. It is the holidays. It's almost 2026. So let's just leave 2025 in the past. And I think this sound bite kind of encapsulates all of that. All right, Ken Littrell, Evan Giddings in for Steiny and Guru. We'll step aside, come back after this. Also, we do have the Niners coming up, which I want to dig into and go around the NFL as well. All right, that segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.